This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Diadra. Israel says its strike that killed 8 workers was a mistake. According to the Israeli military forces, officers overlooked a message detailing the vehicles in the convoy, and a spotter saw someone boarding one car carrying something, possibly a bag, that he thought was a weapon. EPI correspondent Erika Ann Garcia has the details.
The Israeli military says two basic mistakes led to the series of drone strikes that killed 7 staffers from the World Central Kitchen charity. The explanation raises concern of how often Israel has made such mistakes in its 6-month-old offensive in Gaza. Rights groups and aid workers say the wider problem is not violations of the military's rules of engagement, but the rules themselves. They also argue that Israel has given itself a wide leeway in deciding how many civilian deaths it allows as collateral damage. Israel's chief military spokesman, Daniel Hagari, says that they're doing everything they can to not harm innocent civilians, but did not specify how they will achieve this. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
A top military commander has renewed Iran's promise to retaliate after an airstrike earlier this week, widely blamed on Israel. VOA's Alexis Strop has more.
The attack destroyed Iran's consulate in Syria, killing 12 people, including 2 elite Iranian generals. General Mohammad Bagheri, Iran's Joint Chief of Staff, told mourners gathered Saturday for the funeral of General Mohammad Reza Zadi that Iran will decide when and how an operation to take revenge will happen. Zadi was the highest-ranking commander slain in Monday's attack. The attack on an Iranian diplomatic compound was a significant escalation in a long-running shadow war between the two archenemies, and Israel has been bracing for an Iranian response. I'm Alexis Strop, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Somalia's Information, Culture and Tourism Minister says the administration in Mogadishu is not to blame for the increased tension with Ethiopia's government in Addis Ababa. Dawood Away says the government took a decision to expel Ethiopia's ambassador to Somalia over what he says was a continued violation of the country's sovereignty. Somalia had recalled its top envoy to Ethiopia following a memorandum of understanding signed between Ethiopia and the breakaway region of Somaliland. VOA's Peter Clotti spoke with Information Minister.
After having seen the continued violation of Somali sovereignty by the Ethiopian government, the Somali government came to a conclusion that we have to take these decisions, and it was the only way to respond to that those continued and violations of sovereignty of Somalia by Ethiopia against Somalia. So we made to a conclusion that we have to close the 2 consulate offices of Ethiopia based in Hargeisa and Garowe, and also ordered the ambassador to go home for consultation.
That's Somalia's Information Minister, Dawood Aways. Here in the U.S., Powerball has drawn the numbers for a jackpot that has grown to an estimated $1.3 billion after more than 3 months without a winner. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The numbers drawn early Sunday morning were 22, 27, 44, 52, 69, and the red Powerball 9. The drawing was delayed more than 3 hours. It was the 41st drawing since the last time someone won the jackpot on New Year's Day. The prize ranks as the 8th largest in U.S. lottery history. The jackpot has grown so large because the long odds of 1 in 292.2 million makes winning so difficult. The estimated $1.3 billion prize is for a sole winner who is paid through an annuity. Winners almost always choose a cash payout, which for Sunday's drawing would be an estimated $608.9 million. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Sudanese paramilitary forces have killed at least 20 people in an attack on a village south of the capital, Khartoum, a local activist committee said on Sunday. The Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, attacked the village of Adam, 150 kilometers or 93 miles south of the city on Saturday, said a statement from a local resistance committee, one of many pro-democracy groups that coordinate aid. Sudan's war between the military under Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan and the RSF commanded by his former deputy, Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, began last April 15. In Washington, Nabil Biagio, VOA News.